This is Morning Edition on KUNC. Pueblo is a southern Colorado city with a well-known industrial history. Its nickname, Steel City, pretty much says it all. But since the steel market crashed back in 1982, when thousands lost jobs and moved away, the area's economic fortunes have been precarious. In the past decades, Pueblo has been working to come back from that crash, diversifying its economy, and now it's seeing the benefits of a new industry in town. KUNC's Stephanie Page Ogburn has more.
Driving through the outskirts of Pueblo, you'll see the remnants of a once-thriving steel economy. Giant, empty brick buildings with towering smokestacks, surrounded by overgrown parking lots with crumbling asphalt. But a bit further to the north and a little west of town, you start to see something different.
So this building here, you can see it's brand new, and it's not occupied yet, but it's slated to be a marijuana facility.
Chris Markison is Pueblo County's Economic Development Director. As we go block by block, the beginnings of a new industry emerge.
And just down the street, you'll find a couple. There's two or three retail places, a medical place, and a couple of grow operations nearby, too.
Unlike many parts of Colorado, Pueblo County allows outdoor growing in greenhouses and open-air facilities. It's about 60% cheaper to grow that way, compared within a warehouse, says Pueblo County Commissioner Sal Pace.
And so what we see is a lot of folks who have businesses in Denver, Boulder, other parts of the state where they retail, but they're coming down to Pueblo for the affordable land, the availability of water, and being able to cultivate at a lot lower price.
And that's been good news for folks like Frank Genova Jr. He's a general contractor. It's a profession that had fallen on tough times in Pueblo. But now,
our business on the construction side has been through the roof. We're doing better now than we've done the last 10 years.
Right now, Genova is working on a 60,000 square foot greenhouse. It requires a lot of high-end electrical and HVAC work, which in turn is creating lots of jobs.
You basically gut an entire building out because in the marijuana industry, anyone who's in the industry or knows anything about it is that the standards are very high on them. It's more of like building a hospital type grade stuff.
Construction is just one of the areas benefiting from this potential boom. Tommy Jidone is a local businessman and head of the newly formed Southern Colorado Growers Association.
I'd love to see Pueblo be the hub of research and development for medical marijuana and refineries for the oil, and also be a leader in the hemp cultivation.
Once marijuana becomes legal nationally, which many see as inevitable, Pueblo County Economic Development Director Chris Markison says the region could be a national leader.
I think that Pueblo is really poised to be the Silicon Valley of marijuana compliance.
And similar to Silicon Valley, jobs in marijuana are well-paying. A low-end position in a Pueblo greenhouse starts at around $18 an hour, according to those in the industry.
The median household income in Pueblo has been around $39,000 for the household. We see the vast majority of the wages from folks paying oftentimes double that.
There's still opposition to growing and cultivating marijuana in Pueblo, but a lot of folks are also coming around, including contractor Frank Genova Jr. He had his doubts at first, but not anymore.
Basically, every person that works with me would tell you the same thing. They have a family at home and kids to feed, and it doesn't matter if it's for the marijuana industry or if they're building a hospital or if they're building a library or a house. If it's work and it's keeping them employed, they're going to be happy with it.
Markison projects that the marijuana industry will add around 800 new jobs in Pueblo this year alone. It's not quite the thousands from the town's steel heyday, but he still calls it a huge step, an economic boost unlike anything he's seen in his 13 years on the job. For KUNC, I'm Stephanie Page Ogburn.